This is Ozarks at Large. Raven Cook, founder and president of Foundations Black History Educational Programming, continues to tell us about books, authors, and words that have had an impact on her. And she recommends another for us today in a Reflections in Black segment recorded at her home studio.
This is Reflections in Black, and I'm your host, Raven Cook. Reflections in Black is a segment dedicated to exploring the legacy of Black Americans in the United States and around the globe. Reflections in Black also provides resources for understanding and hope for all people. As an active reader, I noticed the spirit of a text. In an incredible text, every word, every sentence, and every idea breathe new life in my ideas of hope, possibility, and desire to be seen as a Black woman in a white world. When you find that text that sees you for a while, you forget you're invisible. Austin Channing Brown's I'm Still Here, Black Dignity in a World Made for Whiteness is a sacred text for me. While I typically shy away from memoir, this particular book was an anchor to my soul through a very hard moment of teaching in the visual arts. Brown, speaking of the church, writes, "I'm not interested in getting anyone in trouble. I'm trying to clarify what it's like to exist in a Black body in an organization that doesn't understand it is not only Christian, but also white." But instead of offering empathy and action, whiteness finds new names for me and offers ominous advice. I am too sensitive and should be careful with what I report. I am too angry and should watch my tone when I talk about my experiences. I am too inflexible and should learn to offer more grace to people who are really trying. It's exhausting. Brown moves from her consideration of the church to her consideration of the workplace, writing, "It's work to do the emotional labor of pointing out problematic racist thinking, policies, actions, and statements while desperately trying to avoid bitterness and cynicism. It's work to stay open to an organization to learn new skills without drinking in the cultural expectations of body size, personality, interests, and talents most valued according to whiteness. Quite frankly, the work isn't just tedious. It can be dangerous for Black women to attempt to carve out space for themselves, their perspective, their gifts, their skills, their education, their experiences, in places that haven't examined their prevailing assumption of white culture." Through her writing, I found an echo of my own experiences and traumas that I've had just existing. In the middle of the text, Brown writes, "Black women are the backbone and muscle of every church I've attended. They are prophets speaking a word when it seems God is silent. They are hospitality, welcoming with food and kindness, with a seat at the table, with a place you can call home. We are capable of building community anywhere, not just at church or work, but also in the ethnic hair care section of stores, in elevators, and other random places where we take the opportunity to simply say, I see you. I love being a Black woman because we are demanding. We demand the right to live as fully human. We demand access, the right to the vote, to education, to employment, to housing, to equal treatment under the law, and we do it creatively. Sit-ins and die-ins, signs and songs, writing and filmmaking. We demand because our ancestors did. We demand because we believe in our own dignity." Brown concludes the text with a chapter entitled, "Standing in the Shadow of Hope." In her final words, she writes, "When the sun happens to shine, I bask in the rays. But I know I cannot stay there. That is not my place to stand. So I abide in the shadows and let hope have its day and its death. It is my duty to live anyway." It is our duty to live anyway. So despite it all, live, love, grow, and be blessed.
Reflections in Black is a production of KUAF Public Radio in Fayetteville. You can hear weekly segments on Ozarks at Large, and you can find past editions at KUAF.com. Just search Reflections in Black.